You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Joining us today is Bill James, founder and CEO of J-Pods, a computerized series of networks for personal rapid transportation in which the physical and emotional stress of commuting disappears, safety is supreme, and energy independence. The wholesale abandonment of gasoline, diesel fuel, and foreign oil is real. Under Bill's leadership, J-Pods is the culmination of his expertise in manufacturing, statistical process control, sensors, and computer software. A graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point, Bill is an insightful entrepreneur and an eloquent advocate for transforming transportation nationwide. Bill, it certainly is our privilege to have you this morning on Enterprise Radio.
Well, Eric, thank you very much, and thanks to your listeners for popping in.
You're more than welcome, and it is our honor as well. So for the benefit of our listeners, give us an overview, if you would, about J-Pods and the inspiration responsible for this endeavor.
Okay, well, essentially, J-Pods is founded by a group of West Point grads who studied nuke engineering together. And we looked at it, and we have been fighting oil wars since 1990 and done nothing to get off foreign oil. And until America becomes energy self-reliant, we're going to have our liberty as a hostage to the goodwill of foreign powers. If you look at it, oil dollars fund al-Qaeda terror attacks, the pollution from excessive use of oil is tilting the balance of nature, and oil costs have gone up 494% in the last 15 years. So in the next 15 years, you should expect to see a tank of gas cost somewhere between $100 and $200. So that's beyond the affordability of most families. And when you think that it takes 40 to 200 years to shift a major infrastructure, we're going to be in pretty deep trouble if we don't aggressively retool transportation to be powered within domestic resources by 2020. Does that make sense?
Makes sense, and I love it. Now, understanding that J-Pods has an agreement or test project underway with the city of Secaucus, New Jersey, tell us more about this plan and how J-Pods can help solve critical transportation-related issues in other major urban areas throughout the country.
Okay. So Secaucus's leadership has been spectacular. So when I first started talking to Secaucus, we often use the CSX railroad commercials as a way of introducing this concept. And if you've ever seen CSX, How Tomorrow Moves, they push these ads a lot. They lay out that our trains can move a ton of freight, 423 miles on a gallon of fuel. And freight rail in the U.S., the 140,000 miles of freight rail in the U.S., actually average 480 ton-miles per gallon. And so when I was talking to Mayor Ganoli there about this and laid out that if we know we can move a ton at 400 miles per gallon, why do we move a person at 18? And he looks at it and he goes, okay, you know, that's 130 times less efficient than we know is practical. And so we laid out that if we take and combine, if you think about the internet, is a distributed collaborative computer network that moves data packets. My patent is on the use of distributed collaborative computer networks to move physical packets. So we're going to build a physical version of the internet starting in Secaucus, where you get in a browser, you look up the website you want to go to. The pod lifts you, a 500-pound pod. So you're not moving a ton or two to move a person. A 500-pound pod lifts up to the network and takes you there at a tenth the energy of cars, trains, or buses. And it is that conversion of 90 cents out of every dollar we spend on energy into profit, competitive advantages, and to pay for the millions of jobs that are actually going to get created building these networks is what pays for everything. And Secaucus wanted to be the first city in the world to have a solar-powered mobility network. And so I'm incredibly grateful to the city of or the town of Secaucus, because I've talked to hundreds of cities, multiple governors, multiple people at the FTA, the Federal Transit Authority, and Department of Energy and Department of Transportation, and the commanding general of the Corps of Engineers is actually a roommate of mine. I've talked to the Corps of Engineers about this, and throughout all of those government entities, we kept running into the same defect of governments strive for consistency. So they want better know-how. They want to get better at what they know how to measure. The problem is that innovation is disruptive. It's a consistency failure. So you have to fundamentally abandon the way governments behave and start behaving the way entrepreneurs behave and customers behave, where we seek value, not consistency.
Tell us, what are some of the competitive advantages that distinguish J-Pods as a superior alternative to, say, light rail or buses?
Okay, there's a whole, think about packet switch networks and how potent they are. So the internet is a packet switch network. You actually have 20 trillion little red blood cells in your body. It is a packet switch network. So small packets stream resource to need on demand better than big batches. So if we have to outrun the tiger, I don't have to outrun the tiger, Eric. I just have to outrun you. And if I can outrun you, if my delivery systems to my legs is better than yours, I'm not lunch. And so small packet streaming is the way almost every delivery system in nature behaves. And we're just mimicking all of those very good behaviors. And in fact, the highway network, cars have a 97% market share of trips in the U.S. and an 80% market share of trips in Europe, even though they have a spectacular train system in Europe, because the car is a packet switch network. It lets you go where you want to go when you want to go there. The problem is the car's the right answer, but the highway's the wrong network. So the highway requires that we move 2 tons to move a person in repetitive start-stop traffic. Highways are wonderful when there's no cars on them. Highways suck when you have cars, more parasitic mass than you have people moving on a highway. So what J-Pod do is it's an alternative network, just like your digital network is an alternative to the old analog network. Another analogy is, think about the telephone as the right device. The old rotary dial analog telephone was tied to the wrong network. Once we switch the network out to a digital network, now every kid walks around with a shoe phone. That is exactly what we're going to do with J-Pods, is we're going to say, all right, take the network, flip it upside down so you hang from the network instead of right on top of it. That means that you can have a vehicle that weighs 500 pounds carrying the capacity of a half-ton pickup, operating at one-tenth the energy of cars, trains, or buses. And then the area over the top of the rails gathers 5 megawatt hours of power per mile of rail per day. So we can use the distributed nature of the transportation network to harvest the natural resources, the natural energy sources, to power the network. So that's about 200 watt hours to travel a mile in a J-Pod versus 10 times that in a car or a passenger train or a bus. Buses, whenever you hear government officials saying, take the bus because it's green, it's just all greenwashing. It actually costs 20% more energy per passenger mile to ride a bus than to ride a car. So the answer is to tailor the trip to the traveler, drive out the parasitic mass of the vehicle, get rid of moving that ton to move a person, get rid of the stop starts so that people go where they want to go, when they want to go there. And you take 90 cents out of every dollar that's spent on transportation, and you recover it to pay for building the networks.
Today we are joined by Bill James, founder and CEO of J-Pods, a computerized series of networks and personal rapid transportation in which the physical and emotional stress of commuting disappears, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Bill, how did you envision J-Pods expanding in the near future in terms of bringing America closer to energy independence and a cleaner environment?
Okay, well, we're going to start in... Anytime you're doing something new, there's several key things to driving a paradigm shift. One is you have to have a 10x benefit, 10 times better than what you had before. Otherwise, people won't get the guts to haves and they won't change their habits. It also has to be scalable, and you have to have an incredible amount of luck, and you have to be really focused on pleasing your customers. So it costs you about 56 cents a mile to operate a car. It costs about 4 cents a mile to operate J-Pod. So there's our 10x benefit. We're going to start in terms of scalability. We've had a little 20-foot network that I've carried around the country in a trailer and set up so many times, like a county fair roller coaster. And you get in it, you touch home, mall, school, and work, and it rides up and down the rail to that point and stops. So in Secaucus, we're going to start with a 500-meter short, what we call a Kitty Hawk network, a really the Wright brothers – and change the world by flying 120 feet. So, and then incrementally drove the difference from there. So we're going to start with a small network, then we're going to expand it to 4 miles. By the time we get that 4 miles built, we've got 4 letters of intent in China to build 5,000 miles of J-Pods in China. By the time we get that 4 miles in Secaucus and we start to build that 5,000 miles in China, American cities will realize that they need to allow American innovators to innovate in America. And my guess is that incrementally we will start being given more rights of way in the U.S. And each time we build one of these networks and people realize that they can, families can save a car payment a month by going from 2 cars in a family to 1, they will force politicians to allow innovation in America.
And lastly, since safety is a critical component for J-Pods, if you would explain to our listeners why this option is the logical choice for a commuter with an interest in reliability, comfort, and protection.
All right. So let's take a very specific example. Is that after the 1973 oil embargo, a personal rapid transit network, or I think the future name will be pod cars, networks, was created in Morgantown, West Virginia. It's a 9-mile network that runs around the University of West Virginia. And it has, since 1975 when it opened, it has delivered 110 million oil-free, injury-free passenger miles. So 110 million injury-free passenger miles in the same period of time, highway monopoly, all right, and I do call these monopolies because the monopoly in communications that was declared unconstitutional in 1982, and when we switched that monopoly back to free markets, we went from an analog rotary dial telephone network to now every kid walks around a shoe phone. We have the same defect in transportation in that the federal government is restricted to post roads, and you can see in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, it limits it to post roads. The federal government funding all of these move a ton to move a person highways created a dependence on foreign oil, the need to fight oil wars since 1990, and an incredibly unsafe system. So in the same period of time that Morgantown has delivered 110 million injury-free passenger miles, the highway monopoly, about 1.6 million Americans have died on the highway monopoly. So once liberty to choose transportation networks is restored to people, they'll choose networks that solve congestion, that don't have accidents like Morgantown's PRT, that have the safety of an elevator or a roller coaster. In fact, next time you're riding in an elevator, you're riding in a vertical J-Pod. So these are a network of horizontal elevators. You just get in it, tell the computer where you want to go, and it takes you there regardless of age, ability, or wealth at one-tenth the cost, one-tenth the energy, and powered within a solar budget. So safety, the need to fight wars, all kinds of incredibly beneficial things just jump all over you. Serendipity just jumps all over the idea of when you restore liberty to people to choose, customers will choose value. Right now, we don't have a choice. You have to own a car. You have to borrow money to buy a car and buy gas to be economically and competitive in America because we allowed the federal government to violate the post-Roads restriction of the Constitution.
And very well said. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and see more about what we've been speaking about today? Where can they do that online?
Okay, if you go to www.jpods, so JPODS.com, and you have to put the S on it because we think of these as like bees in a hive, so they're not singular. So it's JPODS.com. And if you go under contacts, you can send us emails. If you read the site, down the left-hand side, you can see key categories for that this is safer, faster, cleaner, affordable. There's a whole under affordable, there's specific solutions. There's a whole bunch of examples there of various networks laid out in various cities. So we're really interested in people getting involved in this. If you want to create a we're going to build a physical version of the internet. So in much the same way, we're going to create these local mobility companies, which will be the ISPs of the internet, of the physical internet. So if people want to form LMCs, go in there, look at these things, send us a note, and we'll help you set up how you can build one of these networks or how you can operate one of these networks in your own local community.
You got to love it, Bill. I love what you've got going on here and the vision. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, Eric, thank you very much for your time, and thanks your listeners for their time.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Bill James, founder and CEO of JPODS, a computerized series of networks for personal rapid transportation in which the physical and emotional stress of commuting disappears, safety is supreme, and energy independence, the wholesale abandonment of gasoline, diesel fuel, and foreign oil is real. And the website of reference once again is jpods.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.